This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan attacked and overran a key army base in southeastern Ghazni province Saturday, capturing dozens of soldiers and killing several others. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the attack came on the day that American and NATO forces began their final withdrawal from Afghanistan.
President Biden set May 1 as the date to begin the final pullout, but diplomatic and military officials say the packing up began almost a month ago. The last U.S. and allied forces are scheduled to be gone by September 11th. The Western diplomats in Kabul say July 4th is the goal. Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, says finding peace with the Taliban will be a huge challenge, but
I wouldn't call it the end of the world.
But Abdullah warns Afghan political leaders must be united in talks with the Taliban.
A peaceful, inclusive, peaceful settlement is what everybody believes in.
Adding,
nobody has forgotten the recent history of the country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Saturday marked 10 years since the United States launched an operation to kill the world's most wanted terrorist. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For a decade after the 9/11 attacks that he ordered, the U.S. waged war in Afghanistan while hunting Osama bin Laden. On May 1, 2011, Navy SEALs found him in Pakistan.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
President Obama hailed it as a turning point in the war on terror. President Biden notes it was a long time ago.
We delivered justice to bin Laden a decade ago, and we've stayed in Afghanistan for a decade since.
2 weeks ago, the president said the nation's longest war will end by 9/11, the attack's 20th anniversary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Australians stuck in India could face up to 5 years in jail if they breach a COVID-19 travel ban to return home starting Monday. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Health Minister Greg Hunt said the restriction will take effect Monday. Starting then, Australian nationals and permanent residents won't be allowed in if they visited India in the past 2 weeks. To enforce the restriction, the government is taking the travel ban a bit further. Any of Australia's citizens caught breaching the ban could face a fine of up to $50,000. They could also face prison. The government said drastic measures were necessary because of what it's described as the unmanageable number of citizens arriving in Australia with COVID-19. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Demonstrators clashed with police in Paris on Saturday as thousands of people joined traditional May Day protests across France to demand social and economic justice. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Thousands joined some 300 marches across France despite lockdown restrictions, demanding social and economic justice and voicing their opposition to government plans to change unemployment benefits. Arrests were made in the capital, where at least 5,000 police have been deployed, Parisian authorities told Reuters. A few hooded, black-clad demonstrators clashed with police or threw stones and garbage bins. Police said they had prevented black bloc anarchists from forming a group. May Day protests could also be seen elsewhere in the world, including England's capital, London, where hundreds gathered to demonstrate against a proposed law that would give police extra powers to curb protests.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The 8 people killed in a mass shooting at a FedEx warehouse were remembered Saturday at a public ceremony at the downtown football stadium where the Indianapolis Colts play. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The memorial at Lucas Oil Stadium started with a traditional Sikh prayer and a tribute by Governor Eric Holcomb, who says the legacy of those lost endures.
They were shining beacons who brightened the room.
The governor says the search for answers may never end.
Why must tragedy strike and tear a community apart? In fact, tear humanity apart.
Police say former FedEx employee Brandon Scott Hole fatally shot the 8 people, including 4 members of the Sikh community, before killing himself. Authorities have not released a motive. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.